Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Well, as you probably know, this is the time of year to figure out your health care coverage. And to help you out with that task, we have Adam Van Spankeren. Adam is a navigator with Covering Wisconsin. We'll talk to him about the ways the organization can help you with your health care coverage options. So are you concerned about the affordability of health care insurance? Are you wondering what coverage you need for your family? I hope you'll join in. You can call us at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@WPR.org, ideas@WPR.org. Adam Van Spankeren, welcome. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on. Appreciate it.
Let's talk first about the mission of Covering Wisconsin, how long it's been around, a little background.
Sure. Covering Wisconsin used to be the state covering kids and families, and you'll typically find one of those in every state. So it's an organization that its mission is to make sure everybody has health insurance or public benefits coverage, that those medical bills are getting paid, that they're getting the health care that they need. So that's Covering Wisconsin's mission. And since the Affordable Care Act rolled out and the marketplaces rolled out, we've had the Federal Navigator Grant, which is my title. When you said navigator, that's a specific title that we have. It means we're licensed to help people navigate the marketplace and Medicaid systems. So we do that. And then on the other side, in the arguably maybe even more important, is we break down health insurance concepts. We do literacy, and we make sure that people can understand what we're saying, what they're getting, what the documents they're getting from their insurance companies. And we try to educate people so they can feel confident using their health insurance, not just signing them up.
And who's eligible to use this service?
I mean, anybody really. If you call us at Covering Wisconsin, we're going to help you. We're going to figure out how to help you. I will say navigators, licensed navigators, there is a separation. We do not do Medicare. That is a separate license. So if you come to us with Medicare questions, we are almost certainly going to refer you to the Aging and Disability Resource Center in your area, because we don't want to steer you incorrectly, obviously. And obviously, we can get in trouble if we did. But basically, any adult worried about their health insurance coverage, worried about their kids' health insurance coverage, we're going to help them.
Well, let's take a look at some of the options. And I'm wondering about cost. Prices, where are prices now?
So prices vary. Everybody loves that answer, right? Now, prices change based on your income, right? So the amount of money you make in a year or expect to make in a year determines how high that monthly payment, that premium, is going to be. So it determines actually the savings that you get to lower that premium. So the less money you make, the cheaper your health insurance is going to be. And that's nice, right?
I mean, yeah,
that
sure
makes sense to people. and if you don't make a lot of money at all, you're going to go on BadgerCare or Medicaid. And we can help you with that too. But I will say this, with the American Rescue Plan in effect, the premiums have gone lower than ever, though the assistance is higher than ever because they've capped the amount that people will pay of their income for those premiums. So it's really a great time to look.
And so prices are pretty good then. I mean,
prices are pretty good. Most people are finding plans for $0. I wish I could just toss out some numbers for you, but it's. I mean, $50 to $0, $0 to $50, that's pretty good and pretty normal right now. But there's that range of income, right? So that really, I don't want to, give you a specific number if you gave me an income.
and as you look at those options, I mean, I'm sure for a lot of people might think, well, how the heck do I know which one I qualify for?
Yeah. That's us. No, you didn't go to school and learn how to pick your health insurance plan or learn about the state's Medicaid system. That's why somebody looked at the Affordable Care Act and said, this is really complicated. Wow. There should be someone on the front line helping people to navigate this process. So whether you're going to be eligible for Medicaid BadgerCare or you want to explore your options through the marketplace, Navigators, Covering Wisconsin, we're here for that.
So if you got a job, and your employer offers something, is it usually better to go with the insurance your employer offers, or?
I really like that question. There's a few things in there. So one, with any insurance plan that's offered to you, you want to look at the details. And if people aren't confident looking at the details, which again makes sense, we're not exposed to this information regularly. It just like every fall, basically, then you're going to want to look at the details. And if it's considered affordable by a calculation that the federal government decided, then they have to. So they're going to have to select that coverage. But if it is determined unaffordable or doesn't meet a certain standard of coverage, doesn't offer the right services or the amount of savings for those services, then they can go to the marketplace. And the thing is, every plan that I've seen from an employer is very different. And the plan is going to dramatically differ based on the family needs or the individual needs, right? Because if this one has this cost for this specific procedure, but this one over here covers the only doctor you like, then you really have to start weighing those.
Oh, man, I would think so. You know, and everybody else in the state, I'm sure, got a whole piles of information, and it all came, you know, just in the last couple of weeks. It seems like I'm wondering, when do you get that? As a navigator, get that information so that you're able to help people?
Sure. So I think I know what information you're talking about. The giant pile of mail I have right over there would probably be some of it. People were overwhelmed, were inundated, right, with letters and information about health insurance. And it's just, first I want to say before I could answer your question, just be very careful with scams and things like that. If something looks too good to be true, call a navigator, call, you know, your local aging and disability resource center, get some help to determine whether that is true or not. But for us, when we actually get to see the plans for 2022 for next year through the marketplace is actually November 1st. So we learn right away those first few days of open enrollment. Sometimes we get a little preview at the end of October, but it's not very far in advance. We have our knowledge, our ability to read those plans, and a lot of them are similar to what was offered this year. And by this time of the year, we're very familiar with those. But sometimes there are surprises.
Yeah. Were there any big surprises that you noticed this year?
Nothing that, like, you know, made my eyes pop out of my head or anything, but there is a trend towards plans with a $0 deductible, which, you know, we could talk about the terms, and I think people should learn them, because deductible is a number that you're paying for your bills up to that number. And then after that number, you're getting help paying for your bills. But if it's a zero deductible, you're getting help paying for things unless they set a fixed cost. So you basically, if there's a plan that says $0, you see a zero anywhere, you go, okay, what am I actually paying for? What am I actually spending when I go to the doctor? And that's what you're going to look for.
We'll take some calls. And by the way, you can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or shoot us an email to ideas@wpr.org. And Alex in Fox Cities, let's go to you. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind? Alex, are you there?
They're not what people understand as normal health insurance, as you were talking about the deductible right before I got on. Most of them are first dollar out of pocket. So, yes, preventative is covered at 100%. And, yes, maybe you have a $10 copay for seeing your primary care doctor, which seems great. But what they need to realize is a lot of them have like a $7,000 or an $8,000 deductible they have to meet before anything is covered. So if they go to that doctor and have any diagnostic testing done, whether that's blood labs, x-rays, things like that, they have to pay for that 100% out of their pocket before it gets covered. They have to meet those deductibles. And a lot of people aren't realizing that, because people, I don't feel, are still used to or getting used to the idea of the high consumer health-driven healthcare plans, which are all first dollar out-of-pocket until things are covered when you max out at those deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses. So really, to get a plan that's going to be something that you're used to, you're going to be paying, depending on how much subsidy you get from the government, you're going to be still paying $300, $400 a month as a single person to be able to get a plan that actually has coverage where you're not paying an additional $8,000 a year before anything really even gets covered besides your preventative once a year annual exam and maybe the actual doctor office visit at $10. But again, having to pay for all that testing before anything gets covered because you have to max out that really, really high deductible.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Alex. A comment, Adam?
Yeah. I actually have that is exactly what we don't do as navigators. That's a ton of information. That's everything dumped on the consumers all at once. There was some really great info in there and really great things people need to know, but we have to slow it down. We have to make sure people understand first dollar out of pocket, deductible, and how all this works so they know how they're using their insurance, what those things mean. And also in terms of those high deductibles and determining if you're going to pay $400, $500 out of pocket, again, it's based on income. And right now the amount you pay is capped at about 8.5% of your annual income, every monthly income. So we're seeing those premiums down even lower than that because that's everybody.
That's everybody. Okay. Alex, thank you so much. Did you have a follow-up, Alex? I'm sorry.
I actually would, and I agree. A lot of what I said, that's a lot of information. However, if you have someone that's making under $40,000 a year, even at that 8.5% that you just mentioned, that's a premium of about $270 a month.
I will say, you know, it fluctuates downward, though, so that's the highest.
Yeah, I mean, I've checked it recently as of like 2 weeks ago with the higher subsidies. But I guess the main point of what I would like to reiterate and say is I understand the educational process is a longer one, and it's one of those things that you don't want to overwhelm someone with too much information. However, on the same respect, you don't want someone thinking they have this great health coverage for $50 a month when in all actuality, it's not that great. Now, granted, if they get landed in the hospital or they need to have a procedure or a surgery done, yes, thank God they have that coverage. They're still going to pay a lot out of pocket, but it's not going to be the full bill of tens to the 20s, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But they do need to understand that this isn't traditional health insurance coverage that they've been used to for a very long time, where you just pay the copay and maybe a 20% co-insurance, you know, very minimal with, you know, not high out-of-pocket, you know, maximums and things like that. This isn't going to be that kind of coverage at those lower bronze and even up into the silver levels. And I want people to understand that more. And if it's a lot of information, they still need to be given it so that they're not under any false understanding of what kind of coverage they really have. Because I know people who even get hit with that with their employer insurance, not realizing that it's first dollar out of pocket. They think, oh, I'm feeling sick. I go to the doctor. They ran some tests. That's all covered under my $30 copay. No, it's not. A lot of it's 100% out of your pocket until you hit that deductible, except for that copay, which is just the office visit charge, not the testing charges. And I've seen a lot of people get hit with this thinking that they actually have.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Alex. And Adam, I know you want to follow up comment to Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't want anybody to think anything about their health plan that isn't true. So, you know, I don't want people leaving an appointment thinking they have this great health care unless we got them some great health care or they selected for themselves some great health care. And likewise, with those payments, I have to disagree that the marketplace insurance does look and function a heck of a lot like employer-sponsored coverage. The only thing that might differ is, you know, how you pay that monthly premium, but you're going to have copays. So when you go to the doctor, what you pay there. And silver plans actually get better based on if your income is lower or in this year, if you've been on unemployment. So those deductibles can drop down to $1,500, things like that, depending on your income. So there's a lot of considerations. It's not just, I don't want people to be afraid to look. I don't want people to be say, you know what, that's too complicated, or you know what, that sounds expensive, I can't afford it. I would much rather have them call Covering Wisconsin, navigator or a consumer assistance or a certified application counselor in their area and get some help.
Yeah. Adam Van Spanker and our guest today, a navigator with Covering Wisconsin. Great to have him with us today as we talk about signing up for your health insurance. Trina LaSousa, our engineer today. Jill Nadeau, our producer. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, our guest, as we talk about signing up for healthcare coverage. Adam Van Spanker, and he is a navigator with Covering Wisconsin. Questions for him, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Let's take another call. Jeff in La Crosse, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, just a comment about my personal story. I'm 67, and a couple of years ago when I first signed up, purely by chance, I happened to run into a broker. And they get paid by the insurance companies, not by me, the customer. And so I just gave her a list of, we set up my basic plan first and then went to the medications, the pharmacy. And I gave her a list of all my meds, and she boiled it all down to several options. And one of them was just fantastic, saved me a ton of money. And then just recently they got bought out, and so I called her back up and confirmed my meds, and she's doing the same thing, and it was really simple and easy.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much for calling. Adam, a comment?
I thought he said he was 67, so I was thinking we may have been venturing into Medicare.
I think so.
That doesn't necessarily change the fact that there are agents and brokers out there that are very good. They're also licensed, gets a very similar training. The only thing is, Jeff touched on it, is they get paid by insurance companies. So you're not getting necessarily the objective, unbiased help that navigators are required by law to give. I'm not trying to throw all agents and brokers under the bus or anything, but that's what you're looking out for. It sounds like that's a great one that Jeff worked with.
Yeah, it sure does. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate your call. Again, you can join us 800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org. Somebody was wondering who qualifies for assistance under the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, there's a lot of complicated numbers, and I want people to take away something really useful, right? So people who make over the level for Medicaid or Badger Care. So if we're looking at a single person, let's say that's 12,000. That's pretty close. That's right around there. So your annual income is 12,000. And then upward from there, you're going to get savings up to about 400% of the poverty level. So four times that. So anybody between that, and our caller before did say something insightful in that the higher you are, the more you're going to pay monthly for your insurance. We are getting help. That said, right now with the American Rescue Plan in it working for us, the payment caps that we were just talking about, those premiums, they're lower than ever. People who are receiving unemployment or have received unemployment this year are being treated as though they have the lowest possible income. So anybody who isn't eligible for Medicare, Badger Care, Medicaid, or has affordable employer-sponsored coverage, those are the people who should be going to the marketplace.
Okay, that makes sense. And healthcare, healthcare.gov plans, you're going to get all the essential benefits are in those plans, right?
Yeah, as part of the Affordable Care Act was that exact thing, essential health benefits. I like to think of them as the things you normally associate with healthcare and insurance is the emergency room, you know, pregnancy care, things like that, medications, those sorts of things. Every plan on the ACA, so healthcare.gov, the marketplace, all the same thing kind of right there, has to have those things or it wouldn't be there.
Okay, and then I'm sure there are many consumers that are going to be eligible for Medicaid or Badger Care. You sort of mentioned them in passing a little bit. Who's included in that, and how do those plans function?
Sure. There's actually a lot to unpack in that one little question. So starting from where we just left off with my other answer, people who are under that amount of income, that 100% so of the poverty level, so for a childless adult that's like under, again, 12,000, you're going to want to get the exact number. I actually can. If it's helpful for people, there's DHS, the Department of Health Services, has a website, and the FPL chart is there. Single person, $1,073.33 a month is kind of under that, and you'd be eligible for Badger Care from a financial perspective. Now, you have to live in Wisconsin, and you have to intend to stay here, so you're going to keep living in Wisconsin. That's one adult for Badger Care. Now, the income limits are higher for pregnant women, as I think a lot of people, that's what they think of when they think of Medicaid, and for children. So it would be about three times that, or 300% of the FPL, which isn't necessarily three times that, but you want to look at those charts. The thing to remember with Medicaid is if you should apply, because there are different Medicaid programs. There's also the elderly, blind, and disabled EBD Medicaid programs, which for, you know, people over 64, for people who have a disability or a chronic condition, those people, there's a whole range of Medicaid programs that they can qualify for, but people don't know, you know, what they could be eligible for and enroll in until they apply. So we can help them with that. To the second half of your question, what does that look like? Badger Care Plus, let's just take Badger Care Plus. It was designed to look and function a lot like health insurance. So you pick an HMO. But the thing is, you aren't going to have any out-of-pocket costs. It's full coverage. Your services are going to be covered. You can go to the doctor you want that's in that HMO, and you don't have to think about it too much.
So that's pretty good. You mentioned sort of in passing that you have to live in Wisconsin full time. I'm wondering about, you know, I'm thinking about the number of workers we have, or migrant workers perhaps, or our part-time folks. How do they get their coverage if you have to be here, you know, full-time, as opposed to going across, you know, they may work in Texas for a few months and then work here for a few months, so forth?
Sure. That is a really good question. There are groups, you know, not unlike Covering Wisconsin, that we would work with to answer questions about a specific population and to get them the exact level of assistance that they needed, because I don't want to generalize and say that every population is the same. With Badger Care, with Medicaid, they can have coverage while they're here. And, you know, when they're not in the state, like, they can have coverage from the first of the day of the month, or the first, I should say, that they are here, and have it until the day that they leave, as long as they meet all the other requirements. So that's a huge population and a huge range of populations. And I don't want to say what the best way to help them is, other than, you know, they're going to work with their local community resources. I hope. I know that there's a lot of confusion and mistrust out there. They're going to call us up, and we're going to look at the specific eligibility rules for that family, for that person. And we're going to make sure they do get that coverage.
So, you know, we've been talking about contacting you folks, and I haven't asked you for, how do people get a hold of you, of maybe not you specifically, but Covering Wisconsin?
Sure, sure. So Covering Wisconsin, our main offices are in Madison and Milwaukee, but we serve the whole state. So I just want to get that out there real quick. Our Madison number is going to be 608-261-1455. And that Milwaukee number is going to be 414-400-9489. And I want to add a couple things. You can also call 211. So if those numbers flew by you, you can call 211. It's the local resource kind of directory. And if you say, I need help with health insurance, they're going to connect you to Covering Wisconsin and other resources in your area. And then also the state has worked really hard with partners to create a website that's really useful that will get you to our website, coveringwi.org. And that is called wiscovered.com. So that's been around for about a year. So wiscovered.com.
So sort of like 911, except you dialed 211 and you can...
Yeah, that's how you remember it.
So you can get that help. Oh, man. Well, and Medicare, when do you have to sign up for Medicare, by the way?
Oh, so, again, this is Medicare. Well, I'll do both. Medicare is not what, you know, you're going to go to a navigator for, but the enrollment period, they overlap, which is just the confusing part, right? Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So, you know, if you're over 65 or otherwise on Medicare, that's when you're going to want to, you know, get your ducks in a row, contact your local aging disability resource center or whoever else you work with between October 15th and December 7th. But for the health insurance marketplace, what's coming up now, the reason I'm here is because November 1st is the open enrollment period for the marketplace. So whether you're on there now and you really should look again, or you need health insurance for next year, that's going to be November 1st through January 15th. So I want to, December 15th is better to remember. I will say November, because if you want coverage to start right away on January 1st, you're going to want to enroll before December 15th or by December 15th.
All right. Well, that definitely makes sense. How many insurance companies in Wisconsin offer different health plans through the state?
Sure. So I can only speak to on the marketplace. I think we have 14 going into next year, different health plans. This is your group health cooperatives, your Quartz, I don't know if that is on the marketplace next year, your Common Ground, things like that. All of those, there's 14 of them. And you can actually find them on the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance website. But if you go to the marketplace, you're going to put in your info and do an application. Navigator helps you with it. You're going to see which insurance companies have plans in your county, because that's how it's divided up, right? It's which ones are available in your county where you live.
And then you go from there. What if you're, I'll put myself out here. Let's say I was pretty happy with my coverage and I've been with the same outfit for a long time. Is there any reason if I'm happy with my coverage the way it is based on past experience that I should, and I would just say, heck, I just want to go with what I've had. Can I do that by not doing anything?
Okay. So yeah, great question. We're talking about marketplace, right? If I've had marketplace coverage and I've been happy with it, is that that's right?
Yeah.
Okay. We see that a lot. You know, I'm glad we can get people coverage that they're very happy with year to year. You always want to look though, you know, whether you're looking on your own, you feel comfortable doing that, or you're working with a navigator for free, we're going to help you through that. You want to look again because the offerings do change from year to year. And sometimes they can be, you know, premium changes. So your monthly payment changes and you just want to make sure, yep, I can still afford that. Or great, I'm going to save some money for next year. Or those out-of-pocket costs that are, you know, your co-pays, you know, what do you pay when you go to the doctor? How much are your medications going to cost? You want to look at just make sure it's what you need still. So you don't want to do nothing. If you are in the marketplace and you don't take any action, the system will automatically enroll you into the closest version of that plan you're in now. But again, you'll have missed out on knowing what all of those little changes are, or better plans that are out there. You may find you want to switch if you just, you know, take a look or work with a navigator and see, oh, wow, that is actually a lot better, and maybe that better suits your needs.
Somebody else is wondering, what if you lose your job and your job is connected with your insurance? What the heck happens there?
So we, you know, that's obviously that's an unfortunate situation if somebody find themselves in. But for health insurance, you know, we help there. We see that all throughout the year. If you lose your job, and typically, again, you do lose your insurance with that, you have 60 days from the day you lose it to get into the marketplace with a special enrollment period. Otherwise, if your income goes low enough moving forward, you might be eligible for Badger Care Medicaid. But you're going to want to, you should really go to somebody like a navigator, us covering Wisconsin, who will look at both and find out which one's the right one. But yeah, you have 60 days to get into the marketplace.
And let's say I was making 40 grand a year, 45 grand a year, and suddenly I have zero income. Is it based on what I was making before I lost my job, or, and now I have nothing and I'm not making any money?
So that's an excellent question. I really want people to kind of get the answer to this. You have the Medicaid Badger Care over here, and you've got the marketplace over here, and the marketplace is going to look at your annual income. So what you make in a year, what you've made in a year, what you expect to make in a year. However, your Badger Care is going to look at your monthly income to see if you're eligible. So if you meet all of the other requirements for Badger Care and you started making $0 a month, you can get in Badger Care. And that's frankly where you belong, because you don't have any resources. You don't have any money right now. And then I'd just like to put out a message about Badger Care can also look up to 3 months backwards. So if you did have a month where you were at zero income, you could get enrolled. And right now with the public health emergency, you're able to stay on that coverage until that's over.
Okay, so you don't necessarily lose coverage just because when you lose your job, you lose your health insurance from that point on. Typically, I would guess.
So, so if you're going to the marketplace, you can act definitely before you lose your coverage to make sure you get that new plan to start. And if you're going to Badger Care, you're going to need, you know, depending on when that last paycheck comes, it might be a month or two before you are able to get on. But hey, you could jump on marketplace, and then based on your income, what's going on, you might need to go on Medicaid Badger Care. But it's not something that most people feel comfortable doing, but there are resources covering Wisconsin, our navigators who are more than happy to talk about this stuff with you and help you come up with a plan on what you should do.
Mary in Milwaukee will give you a chance. Mary, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
So I'm 60 and I would like to retire, but I spent half the year in Arizona and half the year in Milwaukee. And I'm not eligible for Medicare because I'm too young. Is there anything through the marketplace that would give me coverage in both Wisconsin and Arizona?
So, unfortunately, not one plan. That's going to be the tricky part, right? So very rarely will you see a plan. They do exist, but I've never seen one through the marketplace where it's going to give you coverage in one state and another state and come out of the same deductible out-of-pocket maximum. You would probably want to find yourself a plan in each state. And it's the least complicated answer there, because typically the only healthcare you're going to be able to get or that you're going to want in those cases is locally, right? Is in that area that you're situated. Most plans don't cover providers that are very, very far, certainly not states and states away. So I hope that that's disappointing, but you can get two.
Yeah. So, Mary, do you have a follow-up?
No. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thanks for calling. Can you guess?
I just want to say,
could Mary get 6 months?
And then I said that's disappointing. So just so you know, I don't hope that's disappointing.
I was just wondering if can Mary get 6 months coverage in one state and then 6 months in the other state, or do you have to typically take a whole year or whatever?
So the other thing, so not just losing a job, if you lose insurance and losing insurance because you moved, or typically just if you move, you are also eligible for special enrollment period. So you could plan that very effectively.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So Mary should be able to figure that out.
Yeah. And there's, because the Affordable Care Act, said, hey, there needs to be navigators. They said there needs to be navigators in every state. So they should be able to find somebody to work with for free in Arizona.
Oh, very cool. I wonder if that 211 number works for around the country.
Huh. I've never actually thought about that. I know it works all around Wisconsin. Probably just double check on that.
But otherwise, so 211 is a number you can dial and ask to say, I need help from covering Wisconsin.
And or will... anything else, really. I mean, if you say, I need help with my taxes, that's a common one, too. You just, I need blank help. And they'll try to connect you to somebody if that exists.
Well, this has been great. I thank you very much, Adam, for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. It's that time of the year, and for a lot of people, there's going to be some head scratching. And hopefully, if they when they go to you or one of your fellow navigators, I'm sure they're going to get the help they need. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. Really appreciate the invite. Take care.
Adam Van Spankeren, our guest, navigator with Covering Wisconsin. And I think if you type that into a search engine as well, Covering Wisconsin, you're going to probably get what you get the information on how to get a hold of them, or just dial 211, and that could give you that help as well. Well, coming up, we're going to take a look at some new treatment advances in breast cancer, treating breast cancer that is bringing deaths down. Dr. Mark Burkhardt, our guest next. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network.